Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lumdus Light Tuesdays of the Coco Club. And we have today a very, very interesting question regarding Chanukah. Does someone here know the halacha of Chashad in Chanukah? Chashad is suspicion. Does someone here hear the famous halacha of Chashad in Chanukah? Someone? No? Okay. So the halacha is that a person should light his Chanukah candles not in the window. That is what we do today, which is great. But the halach was back in the day to light it in the entrance of your yard. You had a yard and you had a wall around your yard, and the entrance to your yard, the entrance of your chatzer, you place there your chanukiah. But what happens if you have two entrances to your chatzer? You have a front yard and you have a backyard, and you have two entrances, one from the front and one from the back. So where do you light your Hanukkah candles? The halacha is that it's not enough to light only in one entrance, but rather you have to light in both entrances. Why? Because if you're going to light only in the front entrance, a person will go around your backyard, he'll say, hey, this is the house of Yehuda, and Yehuda didn't light his Hanukkah candles because there is no chanukiah. Ah, there's another entrance in the front yard? No! The same way that he did not light in his back entrance, so too he did not light in his front entrance, because this person suspects, I did not do this mitzvah. And because of that, the halacha is a person should light his candles both in the front entrance and the back entrance. That's the halacha.
Why is a person's mind just going right with judging?
Oh, very good. So let's ask two questions. First of all, why are you judging? Immediately you're saying, no, he didn't do the mitzvah, it's not right. Chulei, how do you know? Why are you judging? Knock on the door, ask him a question. In addition, this also seems to contradict a different halacha. Let's say you have a shul only with one entrance, right? Let's say here's the window, and here you have the entrance to our small shul. And you're davening, and you see a person walking across the shul. And this is the only shul in Toronto. So the halacha is, in Babatra, a person should not walk over here. Why? Because people will suspect and say, this person is not davening. However, if we have two entrances to the shul, both in front and in back, it is okay to walk in front of those who daven. Why? Because we says the Gemara in Brachos, Avchet and Av Samech Aleph, that if he's not coming from this entrance, he's for sure going to come from that entrance. So as Miss Yosef, this seems to contradict each other. In the case of Chanukah, we say the same thing that he didn't light over here in this entrance, he's not going to light also in the other entrance. But in the halacha of Tefillah, what are we saying? He didn't come from this entrance, so for sure he's going to come from that entrance. Why is this the opposite, right? Why do these two halachos contradict each other? Do you have the question? Yeah? No? Do you have an answer maybe? No. Well, think about it. No. Think about it.
He's a traveler.
This guy is a Torontonian.
But if he's a traveler.
He's a traveler. Okay.
Then, in the first case, he would be. He wouldn't know. Person.
He doesn't know who Reuven is. Like he says, this is a house. Odd. I see their mezuzah, but there's no chalukiah. Exactly. Oh, the Jews here in Toronto are not good. He might think that way.
Yeah.
So you're saying that this entire thing is only regarding travelers. Okay, interesting. Any other options? Again, what is the difference between the halach ilchas Chanukah? If you have two entrances, they say, he's not good here, so he's not good there. But regarding tefillah, we're saying, he's not good here, but he's good over there. He's going to come from that entrance. What is the difference? Sorry?
Maybe they just didn't light it.
Why should they light that? Why?
It doesn't have to be at a certain time.
Yeah, of course.
It can be until sunrise.
What? I'm lighting Chanukah candles?
Yeah.
So because of that, I suspect him. The opposite. If he has a lot of time, so in that case, I would say that he has a few more hours to light. So in that case, he should light not here, not over there.
Should I wear him?
Again, I don't have it.
I mean, he should light there or there.
It's yeah.
Because he does.
So, but the halacha is that we are concerned that he will suspect, and that's why he has light in both places.
But if he hasn't light yet, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No,
so Chanukah candles does have the chatchila at the right time, which is from shkia, whatever that is, until half an hour, whatever that is. It's a bit of a machloket, but there is a certain time. So I have here three answers that answer this question. There are two answers of the Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and one extra answer of a rabbi called Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, the author of the Responsa Shvut Yaakov. So Beis Yosef says two answers. The first answer that he says, again, just to remind us the question, what is the difference between Hilchas Chanukah that I say, he didn't light here, so for sure he didn't light over there, as opposed to Hilchas Tefillah, he didn't come from here, so maybe I say he came from there, so why is it that I suspect in Chanukah and not in davening? Said B'Yisrael Yosef, I'll tell you why. Because Tefillah is different. You suspect that person is not davening? Chas v'shalom! A definition of an observant Jew is that he davens every single day. So I would never suspect that this person is not going to daven. I have to say, he's not daven over there, because if he's a religious, observant Jew, so for sure he's going to daven. I will never suspect him not to daven. Daven is so basic, it's so fundamental. Every Jew has to daven to have the minimum connection between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So because of that, I will never suspect him that he won't fulfill the mitzvah. So if he's not entering from this entrance, he for sure will enter from that entrance. As opposed to Hanukkah candles, so it is a very important mitzvah, of course. No one says it's not. But some people might say, you know what, Hanukkah candles, it's derabanan, it's not deoraisa, some might be mekel. So because of that, I can suspect. But tefillah, he won't daven, I'll never suspect. So because of that, if I see him over there, I say, he's not coming from here, but he'll come from there. Okay, that's answer number one. I will never suspect a person for not davening. Answer number two, which brings B'Yis Yosef, is he says, Odesh Lomar, Hadlakat Ner Chanukah Yesh Ba Hefsed Mamon. Does it cost you money to daven? No, here you come, you sit down, you have free cocoa, you have free shiur. You're not spending anything in order to fulfill the mitzvah of davening. You already bought for your bar mitzvah, your father already bought for you a talis, a tefillin, whatever you have. So you have all these things. It doesn't cost any money. So why should I suspect you not to do this mitzvah? However, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah costs a lot of money. Every single year, I have to buy new oil, new wicks. And you know, the oil is not so cheap. Like, at least in Israel, people are machmir, so this special oil, it could cost you 15 Canadian dollars, 40 shekels. And Israel, 40 shekels is a lot. So because of that, since there is a hefsed mamon, you're losing money. So because of that, in Ner Chanukah, there is this chashash, this that people will suspect you for not fulfilling the mitzvah. But davening? No, why should you miss davening? It's so great, it's so gishmak, it's so nice, and it's free. So because of that, if you don't come from here, you're for sure going to come from there. That's answer number two. Answer number three, which brings Reb Yaakov Reicher and Shvut Yaakov, he says another chiluk. He says, in Chanukah, there is a special way to fulfill the mitzvah without lighting Chanukah candles. A person that for some reason did not light Chanukah candles, and he only sees a Chanukiah, so the halacha is that he can make a bracha. And the first day, he can make two brachas, both Shechianu, and also see the Chanukiot and say, She'asani sinam utenu b'vinehem b'zman hazeh. A person could fulfill a mitzvah, says the Shvus Yaakov, not only by lighting candles, but also by seeing candles. So what is my chashad? What is my suspicion here? I'm suspecting that this person is not fulfilling the mitzvah as he should be, by lighting candles. I see, he didn't light over here, so for sure he won't also light on the other side, because he's probably relying on the halacha that he will fulfill the mitzvah by just looking at the Chanukah candles of his neighbors, of his friend, of the shul, I don't know. Only by that he will fulfill the mitzvah. So that's why I can suspect. So since he has another way of fulfilling the mitzvah without lighting, that's why I suspect him. But regarding tefillah, so I don't suspect him, because again, there isn't any other way. Every single person has to daven every single day, three times a day.
It's
Derban. What?
It's
Derban also. So that's already back to the first answer. In the Chinami. Even if it's Derban, you know, it's fundamentals. Every single day, come, put a fill in, sits, it's daven. That's the third answer. The last answer that I want to present to you, and we'll finish with this, is an answer that many Achronim say, what is the purpose of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah at the end of the day? What is the two words in Aramaic that we say that is Ner Chanukah? Pirsume Nisa. What is Pirsume Nisa? To publicize the miracle. The mitzvah of Chanukah, the purpose is that everyone will see, wow, what a miracle. Here's the Chanukiah, right? A few thousand years ago, the Greeks came to Israel, the Israelis beat them, and they found oil. Pirsumi Nisa. We want to publicize the miracle. For that reason, since we have this idea of Pirsumi Nisa, we want to show the Chanukiah everywhere. Front door, back door, and a person doesn't see it, so in that case, there's a lack of Pirsumi Nisa. So the idea of chashad is not that I suspect, oh, this guy is a kofel, he's not doing mitzvahs. No, the fact that I don't see the mitzvah actually shows that there's a lack of pursuing nisa. So because of the idea of pursuing nisa, that's why we say we had this concern to make sure that people will see that you actually do possess the miracle and light in both entrances. So again, just to summarize, we had the question: why in Hanukkah we say if a person didn't light in this entrance, people might say, ah, he didn't light over here, so for sure he also didn't light in that entrance over there. As opposed to davening, if he doesn't enter from this door, he will for sure enter from that door. Why is it? We gave four answers. Two with Beis Yosef. One, regarding tefillah, we'll never suspect a person they won't daven because it's so basic. Number two, in Hanukkah, people lose money because it costs money as opposed to davening. So that's why we will suspect regarding Hanukkah. Answer number three, because Hanukkah, a person could fulfill the mitzvah by just looking at the candles, and maybe because of that, he won't light candles. And answer number four is, because of pursuing nisa, the idea of publicizing the miracle, that's why Chachamim says that you have to make sure that every single entrance that you have, no one will suspect that you're not publicizing the miracle, and you're actually lighting the Hanukkah candles. Wishing you all